Unfortunately, we haven't had the funding in public education to create an emphasis and a priority around mental health and social awareness and behavioral health that we know is critical. The majority of our kids need basic information, and we can create that systemically, and we can do a really good job of making sure parents, families, kids, and community members and teachers have the information they need to navigate this culture. I think people were willing to look at some of the, you know, some of the laws that were changing, including the marijuana legalization, as opportunities to use a tax base then to give back and say, okay, well, if we have this money coming in, how can we make sure that we're balancing our communities? We have to inform our students how to make educated and healthy decisions so that they can grow into healthy and educated adults.
When you say prevention, what are we preventing?
Prevention specialists work on the protective factors that build assets around kids, families, schools, and communities concerning behavioral and mental health, substance abuse, suicide prevention, anti-bullying campaigns, all of those kind of things that we know affect the health and wellness of our kids and families. The work that we're doing with students includes curriculum development. It includes direct presentation. And oftentimes we're in a direct position to refer out to crisis management or early response to situations that can get really dicey.
What are some of the issues that kids growing up today have to deal with that maybe their parents didn't?
Really, this generation, in fact, the class of 2017 is the first generation where their entire lives have been connected to media. And that's one of the reasons why we're starting with screenagers as our first large event. Social media brings basically the world of risk right to the fingertips of all of our youth. It does for all of us. But by the time we get older, our brain development and our social skills and our refusal skills and our consent skills take us to a place where we can make educated and informed decisions about which rabbit hole we want to enter. And with our kids, what we're seeing is that they can access all of the things that we used to have to look for with great effort just by pushing the button in their pocket. You know, our cell phones are the sources of online bullying, early sexual behaviors, sexual assault behaviors, sexting, texting, drug and alcohol abuse. Not only that, but it's 24/7. So for a lot of kids, their early introduction to how they perceive the world comes through their first views in their cell phones. Most parents have become really conscious of that and actively engage their kids with conversations around values. But kids aren't always honest about what they're seeing on media because it's a tough conversation to have. My belief is that we are now in a community climate that is allowing us to move forward and really address some of the issues that we've seen rising.
Thanks for coming in, Sonia.
Absolutely.